With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So, there's a few things going on in the news today. What do we want to talk about? COVID?
Okay.
Or the other thing?
Heck yeah.
We have a man on the street right now. We should call him.
Oh, Pete. I know.
Should we say his whole name? Do you think he would want that? Probably not.
I don't know.
It's not plastic. It's not the dude Pete from
not
here.
Not Powerball Pete.
Not that guy.
No, it's a different Pete. Yeah.
Our friend Pete, if you've ever attended a Live at Five, he was like the backstage man for Live at Five.
Sound guy. He was.
He's at In-N-Out. And he's been there since 9:30 this morning.
Has, yeah.
And does not have a burger yet.
Nope.
I know.
And probably this, I am not exaggerating. They just came out to his car and told him he's probably not going to get a burger before our show is over.
No, because he's just got to the point where he can see the building. He's like, I can see the building.
I'm sorry. I don't like lines in general, but like nothing is worth that.
Is there a single thing?
Like what is worth that?
Have you ever waited in a line? Like I've waited in line for concert tickets. Like I've spent the night for concert
tickets. Oh, you were one of those. You camped out.
It was Van Halen, man. You had to. That was before like online. You had no choice. I ran the line for Garth Brooks concerts because my store was a Ticketmaster outlet.
Oh,
so I had to go out every couple hours with a megaphone and talk to all these fools.
Why are you in line?
But so Pete has been in line for several. Should we call? Here's what I think we should do right now. If you're in line at In-N-Out and you're listening to us, don't do anything yet. Pete, you honk your horn so everybody knows that it's you. Just Pete honk. Okay. Okay, now. Everyone who isn't Pete, you honk. Do you think it's happening?
I don't know. I want to know.
Here's what he just sent me. He's like, it's a trick. If you've waited in line at like Disney or whatever, where you like, you're in line and you start to see the end and you're like, this is great.
Oh.
And then you go through a door and you're in another corral.
Oh, yep. No. Yep.
You start to believe you're almost there and they just move you into a different corral.
Oh.
And he's like,
no.
He thinks there's three more corrals before he gets a burger.
That is insanity.
Okay, to be fair, he's not there for us, though.
He is not.
We have to, like, let...
I mean, what kind of douchebag show
we glom
would send somebody out and make them wait in line?
Especially not in a car and it's cold.
No, my God. We would never do that.
Right.
He went out on his own because he's got a pregnant wife who wants it.
Was having a hankering for it.
Yeah, so we were like, hey, man, while you're there, could you grab us some stuff?
Is it that kind of just as dude? We glommed.
No, because he was waiting anyway.
Well,
we're not.
Okay.
I mean, the type of people who would send somebody out early in the morning ready for that.
I'll give you that.
They would leave their trash all over the studio when
they
got
done. They might do something like that.
Douche canoes.
Can I just
say
this?
They're unfinished fries and, you know, they might leave that just out.
We need to talk about this openly. Steve,
what?
On behalf of the show,
what?
You are not allowed to retaliate.
What's that? What do you mean? What? Huh? What?
Because he wants to leave trash for them.
What's that?
For Monday, dude.
What?
The problem is every time you snap off and do something immature to them.
What?
Who gets the blame?
Oh, that'd be you.
I do.
They always. I'm a.
They're like, can you leave, fucker? Left trash all over the. I'm not doing it. Amber's not doing it. So if the unnamed people end up getting trash all over them, it's not me.
Not us.
Okay, buddy, I can't take glee in getting revenge on them knowing that you're about to suffer for the glee I'm about. Okay.
You are lying on the air and you're coming up on Sunday night. You're not fooling anyone. He did the what?
We'll see.
All right, real quick, we gotta get some. Okay, everybody, in and out, honk. Okay, good. we have to talk a few things COVID related.
Yeah, this is serious.
Which one do you want to talk about? Here's the deal: they just came out with things that schools are the safest place for children during coronavirus.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
We just closed them all down till a minimum of in my school district till the 12th of January.
But that's why they're safe. Because the kids aren't there. There's no one there.
He might have a point.
You do. Sort of. So are you going to start hanging out at the school?
I still have the old...
Those restraining orders. I know. Then there's a pathologist in Canada who said that coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public.
Dang.
That is a very intense claim.
Yes, he went off. He's like...
I don't know what to do with any of these stories. I'm just going to keep reading headlines and you guys can, because here's the other thing that's happening. You know, J-Bone came out and we just killed all businesses again, right?
We're red. We're like the max.
So how does In-N-Out work in that? Because I heard like the dude who we're talking about who did it for the morning show, he like got out and got a burger.
Oh, how do you? He walked up.
Yes.
I didn't think that was allowed.
I didn't think so either.
I thought they were only doing drive-thru today. That's what I heard.
Oh.
From what I've heard, you can walk up. But I mean, do they have X's on the ground keeping people at 6 feet? I doubt it.
So that you're saying that he could be a super...
Schmadil is currently a super spreader.
He's on the loose.
If you have to see him. The guy is trying to find a girlfriend at the moment, right? And we just call him a super spreader.
If you see Schmadil anywhere...
But... So, like, friends of ours who run restaurants are saying, but I think it's also In-N-Out's fault.
Yes.
Like, this is day one of Back to Red, and, like, guys, you need to go to your local restaurants. I know it's Thanksgiving week and stuff, but you gotta...
Order takeout if you can. Support the small. I mean...
Yeah.
And they also do, a lot of restaurants will let you, like, order stuff and then drive there.
What is this called?
There's a process where you order ahead.
No way. It sounds like it should be called like carry out or something.
Yeah, or like you pull up to the area where you park. It's at like a curb almost.
Oh, you're talking curbside.
That's what it is.
The last 90 seconds are an inside joke for us that we may explain to you later. The other thing I wanted to say is, ask you guys, how do we feel about Weld County? Because
I didn't know how powerful they are.
Steve is the one explaining that.
Yeah.
All I heard was J-Bone said we're red, close everything down, and Weld County said, what? We don't do that.
I used to live in Weld County. Weld County has got their in a group. They've got money. They control water. They can do, Weld County can throw their weight around if they feel like it.
So their sheriff has basically said, we're not doing it. So if you want to have a big party Thanksgiving, do it. You want to open your restaurant, do it.
Wow. Like,
I don't know if there's any restaurants we want to go to in Weld County, but we can.
Johnstown, Milliken.
Those are in Weld County. There's a Johnson's Corner.
Right, we're going.
We're coming. All right. One more time. Everybody in In-N-Out. This is not going to work.
Well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.